Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Thursday, October 14. First, the weather, the chance of rain increases. The afternoon high will reach the mid to upper 80s and drop to the mid 70s at night. Let's get things started at City Hall. Miami commissioners will meet Thursday afternoon to decide if suspended police chief Art Acevedo should stay or go. Miami City Manager Art Noriega has moved to fire Acevedo following a string of controversies and missteps during the chief's 6-month tenure. The required hearing on Acevedo's future is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. at Miami City Hall. Under city rules, the city manager does not have the sole discretion to fire the police chief. He can only suspend the chief and offer his reasoning to the 5-person city commission, which ultimately decides if the chief should be fired. In food news, Burger King is putting a new twist to one of its classic meals, chicken nuggets, without the chicken. The Miami-based fast food chain's newest menu item comes after the success the company saw in 2019 with the plant-based Impossible Whopper. BK rolled out the plant-based nuggets from Impossible Foods across 3 cities this week for a test run. In addition to Miami, the nuggets are at Burger King locations in Des Moines and Boston. The Impossible Nuggets look like regular chicken nuggets, with a golden brown crispy breading. But vegans be warned, despite the vegan ingredients, the nuggets are cooked in the same oil as the meat and cheese. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, the First Miami Presbyterian Church is looking to sell a portion of its prime real estate location for development on the Miami River, and church members are set to vote on the possible deal on Sunday. The church is the oldest congregation in Miami. Sources say it wants to move forward with plans to sell the waterfront parking lot and the Key Point Christian Academy building to the Brickell-based real estate firm 13th Floor Investments. The sources say plans call for a high-rise condominium with retail and restaurant space on the ground floor. The project would be built on one of the last remaining waterfront properties in Brickell. In court, more than 3 years after the deadly bridge collapse at Florida International University, the last remaining lawsuit has now been scheduled for a January 10 trial. Separately, prosecutors say they have still not determined whether anyone should be charged criminally. A civil court judge recently scheduled the trial for the Lewis Berger Group, a global engineering firm that had been hired to independently review the bridge design, never noting a fatal design flaw. Berger approved the design plan a little more than 1 year before the pedestrian bridge collapsed on March 15, 2018. The tragedy killed 6 people and injured 10 others. The widow of Brandon Brownfield, a motorist killed when the bridge collapsed atop his truck, is seeking compensatory damages from Berger. And finally, in sports news, the Miami Marlins' 2021 season ended a little more than a week ago. So now it's time for some closer reflection on what happened in their 95-loss year. In the latest episode of Fish Bites, Miami Herald sports writer Jordan McPherson looks at some of the stats and figures that played a role in the disappointing season and how they paint a picture of the priorities moving forward. Find Fish Bites wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.